Reading from the Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 1, Chapter 12, Text Number 34. Narayanam Namaskrityam Naram Chaiva Narottamam Devim Saraswati Vyasam Tato Jaya Mudirai. Before reciting this Srimad Bhagavatam, which is a very means of conquest, one should offer respectful obeisances unto the personality of Godhead, Narayan unto Narayan Rishi, the supermost human being, and unto Mother Saraswati, the goddess of learning, and unto Srila Vyasadeva, the author. Nastprayesu abhadresu Nityam Bhagavat Sevaya Bhagavate Uttam Shloke Bhaktir Bhavati Nashtiki. By regular attendance in classes on the Bhagavatam and by rendering of service to the pure devotee, all that is troublesome to the heart is almost completely destroyed, and loving service unto the Supreme Personality of Godhead, whose praise with transcendental songs is established as an irrevocable fact. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Tena Sambritta Sambaro Dharma Putro Yudhisthira Vajimadai Stribir Bito Yajnai Sama Yajadarim Tena Sambritta Sambaro Dharma Putro Yudhisthira Vajimadai Stribir Bito Yajnai Sama Yajadarim Tena Sambritta Sambaro Dharma Putro Yudhisthira Vajimade Stribir Bito Yajnai Sama Yajadarim. Please recite. Samvrita, collected. Sambara, ingredients. Dharmaputra, the pious king. Yudhishthira,
Yudhishthira.
Vajimade, by horse sacrifices. Tribi, three times. Bita, being greatly afraid after the battle of Kurukshetra. Yajne, sacrifices. Samayajat, perfectly worshipped. Harim, the personality of Godhead. Translation purport by His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada ki. Translation. By those riches, the king could procure the ingredients for three horse sacrifices. Thus, the pious king Yudhishthira, who was very fearful after the battle of Kurukshetra, pleased Lord Hari, the personality of Godhead. Please repeat after me. By those riches, the king could procure the ingredients for three horse sacrifices. Thus, the pious king Yudhishthira, who was very fearful after the battle of Kurukshetra, pleased Lord Hari, the personality of Godhead. It's a three-page purport, a lot of information. Maharaj Yudhishthira was the ideal and celebrated pious king of the world. And still he was greatly afraid after the execution of the battle of Kurukshetra because of the mass killing in the fight, all of which was done only to install him on the throne. He therefore took all the responsibility for sins committed in the warfare, and to get rid of all these sins, he wanted to perform three sacrifices in which horses are offered at the altar. Such a sacrifice is very costly. Even Maharaj Yudhishthira had to collect the necessary heaps of gold left by Maharaj Maruta and the Brahmanas who were given gold in charity by King Maruta. The learned Brahmanas could not take away all the loads of gold given by Maharaj Maruta, and therefore they left behind the major portion of the gift. And Maharaj Maruta, who did not again collect such heaps of gold given away in charity. Besides that, all the golden plates and utensils which were used in the sacrifice were also thrown in the dustbins, and all such heaps of gold remained unclaimed property for a long time, till Maharaj Yudhishthira collected them for his own purposes. Lord Sri Krishna advised the brothers of Maharaj Yudhishthira to collect the unclaimed property because it belonged to the king. The more astonishing thing is that no subject of the state also collected such unclaimed gold for industrial enterprise or anything like that. This means that the state citizens were completely satisfied with all necessities of life and therefore not inclined to accept unnecessary productive enterprises for sense gratification. So that's a very important point that Srila Prabhupada mentions. Maharaj Yudhishthira also requisitioned the heaps of gold for performing sacrifices and for pleasing the Supreme Hari, personality of Godhead. Otherwise, he had no desire to collect them for the state treasury. One should take lessons from the acts of Maharaj Yudhishthira. He was afraid of sins committed on the battlefield, and therefore he wanted to satisfy the supreme authority. This indicates that unintentional sins are also committed in our daily occupational discharge of duties. And to counteract even such unintentional crimes, one must perform sacrifices as they are recommended in the revealed scriptures. The Lord says in Bhagavad Gita, Yajnartat karmano anyatra loko ayam karma bandana, that one must perform sacrifices recommended in the scriptures in order to get rid of commitments of all unauthorized work or even unintentional crimes which are apt to commit. By doing so, one shall be freed from all kinds of sins. And those who do not do so but work for self-interest or sense gratification have to undergo all tribulations accrued from committed sins. Therefore, the main purpose of performing sacrifices is to satisfy the Supreme Personality Hari. The process of performing sacrifices may be different in terms of different times, places and persons. But the aim of such sacrifices is one and the same at all times and in all circumstances, with satisfaction of the Supreme Lord Hari. This is the way of pious life, and that is the way of peace and prosperity in the world at large. Maharaj Yudhishthira did all this as the ideal pious king in the world. If Maharaj Yudhishthir is a sinner in his daily discharge of duties in royal administration of state affairs, wherein killing of man and animals is a recognized art, then we can just imagine the amount of sins committed consciously or unconsciously by the untrained population of Kali Yuga, who have no way to perform sacrifice to please the Supreme Lord. The Bhagavatam says, therefore, that the prime duty of the human being is to satisfy the Supreme Lord by the performance of one's occupational duty. That is Bhagavad Gita, Bhagavatam 1:2-13. Let any man of any place or community, caste or greed, be engaged in any sort of occupational duty, but he must agree to perform sacrifices as it is recommended in the scriptures for the particular place, time and person. In the Vedic literatures, it is recommended that in Kali Yuga, people engage in glorifying the Lord by chanting the holy name of Krishna, Kirtanad eva Krishnaya, Krishnasya mukta sangha param brajat, without offense. By doing so, one can be freed from all sins and thus can attain the highest perfection of life by returning home back to Godhead. We have already discussed this more than once in this great literature in different places, especially in the introductory portion by sketching the life of Lord Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, and still we are repeating the same with a view to bring about peace and prosperity in society. The Lord has clearly openly in Bhagavad Gita how he becomes pleased with us. And the same process is practically demonstrated in the life and preaching work of Lord Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. The perfect process of performing yajnas or sacrifice to please the Supreme Lord Hari, the Personality of Godhead, who gets us free from all miseries of existence, is to follow the ways of Lord Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu in this dark age of quarrel and dissension. Maharaj Yudhishthir had to collect heaps of gold to secure the paraphernalia for the horse sacrifice yajnas in days of sufficiency, so we can hardly think of such performance of yajnas in these days of insufficiency and complete scarcity of gold. At the present moment, we have heaps of paper and promises of their being converted into gold by economic development of modern civilization, and still there is no possibility of spending riches like Maharaj Yudhishthir, either individually or collectively or by state patronization. Just suitable, therefore, for the age is the method recommended by Lord Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu in terms of the Shastra. Such a method requires no expenditure at all and yet can award more benefit than other expensive methods of yajna performances. The whole sacrifice yajna or cow sacrifice yajna performed by the Vedic regulation shouldn't be misunderstood as a process of killing animals. On the contrary, animals offered for the yajna were rejuvenated to a new span of life by the transcendental power of chanting the Vedic hymns, which if properly chanted are different from what is understood by the common layman. The Veda mantras are all practical, and the proof is rejuvenation of the sacrificial animal. There is no possibility of such methodical chanting of the Vedic hymns by the so-called brahmanas or priests of the present age. The untrained descendants of the twice-born families are no more like their forefathers, and thus they are counted amongst the sudras, or once-born men. The once-born man is unfit to chant the Vedic hymns, and therefore there is no practical utility of chanting the original hymns. And to save them all, Lord Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu propounded the Sankirtan movement or yajna for all practical purposes. And the people of the present age are strongly recommended to follow this sure and recognized path. Namo Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prasthaya Bhut Shrimati Gopal Krishna Goswami Tinamine. Namo Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prasthaya Bhutale Shrimati Bhakti Vedanta Swami Tinamine. Namaste Saraswati Deve Gauravani Pracharine. Nirvisesa Sunyavadi Pastatada Satarine. Om Agyanam Timirandasya Gyananjana Salakya Chakshur Unmilitam Yena Tasmei Shri Guruve Namaha. I was born in the darkest of ignorance, and my spiritual master has opened my eyes with the torch of knowledge. I offer my respectful obeisances unto him. I also offer my respectful obeisances unto my spiritual master, the deliverer of the fallen souls. By his mercy, a dumb man turns into an eloquent speaker, and he also enables the lame to cross over mountains. Without this shelter, the whole world is wandering in the ocean of ignorance. So a lot of points are mentioned by Srila Prabhupada. But what I was able to get is that Srila Prabhupada is mentioning two very important things here. The first is, what is the peace formula for this world? What is the occupational duty? And the second part was in respect to what is the Yuga Dharma for this age of Kali. So it is into these two sections that the purport is can be analyzed. And so before I start speaking, I would like to seek the the blessings of all the senior Vaishnavas and Maharaj in order to be able to speak something for the benefit of all of us and myself who are trying to practice in the footsteps of Jagat Guru Srila Prabhupada. So, as we know, we have the 9 processes of devotional service. Shravanam, Kirtanam, Smaranam, Pada Sevanam, Archanam, Vandanam, Dasyam, Sakyam, Atma Nivedanam. So the first process is Shravanam, hearing. And Srila Prabhupada states in his purports that hearing starts with Srimad Bhagavatam. And a number of times devotees ask this question, how do I stay enthusiastic? How do I stay determined on this process of devotional service which I have embarked on? And Srila Prabhupada very clearly states that by regular attendance of Srimad Bhagavatam class, one gains enthusiasm. So if we keep on asking ourselves this question, why am I not enthusiastic? Why am I not determined? Then we should look within ourselves. Because Srila Prabhupada has given very clear instructions that if you are listening to Srimad Bhagavatam, Shravanam, and you're attending Srimad Bhagavatam class, the enthusiasm will come. So in respect to this, I would like to chant this shloka from Srimad Bhagavatam, which is very important. Krishna swadamo pakate dharma jnana debi saha kalao nasta drishamesa puranarko ano dhanodita. This Bhagavat Puran is as brilliant as the sun, and it has arisen just after the departure of Lord Krishna to his own abode. Accompanied by religion, knowledge, etc., persons who have lost their vision due to the dense darkness of ignorance in the age of Kali shall get light from this Bhagavad Purana. So this is where the enthusiasm comes. So Srila Prabhupada in the purport mentioned that this is the greatest peace formula. In Bhagavad Gita, chapter 5, which is Karma Yoga, text number 29, this is a famous shloka that Swavas Prabhu quotes very regularly. Bhaktaram yagya tapasam sarva loka maheshwaram surudam sarva bhutanam gyatva mam santim richati. A person in full consciousness of me, knowing me to be the ultimate beneficiary of all sacrifices and austerities, the supreme lord of all planets and demigods, and the benefactor and well-wisher of all living entities, attains peace from the pangs of material miseries. Sarva Bhutanam. In fact, even in Bhagavad Gita, the Lord tells Arjun that of sacrifices, I am the chanting of the holy name, Japa. So even in Bhagavad Gita, the Lord is reiterating that point, that I am of all sacrifices, the chanting of the holy name, Jap. And when we're looking at this peace formula, why is this a peace formula? Srila Prabhupada gives a lot of points in his purport. Why is this the peace formula? Because Lord Krishna is the beneficiary in all human activities. Man should offer everything to the transcendental service of the Lord. And that is where the difference comes. Either we can serve our senses, which is called lust, which we have been doing from time immemorial, or we can serve the senses of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, and that is called love. And that is where the sambandha, the relationship begins. The relationship is not going to happen in a vacuum. It is going to happen through a medium, and that medium is devotional service. Srila Prabhupada continues to say that from time immemorial, under the spell of illusion, living entities are trying to be lords of all that they survey, but actually they are dominated by the material energy of the Lord. And we know the Lord says in the Bhagavad Gita that these three modes of material nature are very difficult to overcome. But one who surrenders unto me can easily surpass this. It's very clearly stated. So intelligence tells us, if we cannot defeat something, what should we do? If we are not able to defeat something, what does intelligence tell us to do? Submit, surrender, exactly. And surrender, it is better to surrender to the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Why? Sorry, man. Exactly. You don't want to surrender to a human being who is infallible, who is not infallible. The Lord is infallible. We are fallible. So, what does the Lord give us a surety and guarantee again to in Bhagavad Gita to Arjuna? He says, this is the one that the Lord says to kontya pratijani na bhakta me pranasyanti, that boldly declare to the world that my devotee doesn't perish. All these statements can be made by the Lord, and the Lord is giving us assurance on this path of devotional service. So we should have the faith in that. So Srila Prabhupada states further that one can attain perfect peace only in complete Krishna consciousness. And why is that? Because when one works in Krishna consciousness with a complete knowledge of the Lord as the predominator, what happens is that he is freed from the clutches of matter. So we can be living in the material world, but because we are engaged in the service of the Lord, we are actually being freed from the clutches of Maya and matter, for that matter. So Srila Prabhupada says, the more we are advanced, the more we understand this important aspect. And everything depends on one's practical performance of duties in Krishna consciousness, which in every respect helps one control the senses and conquer the influence of desire and anger. By doing so, one remains factually in the transcendental stage of Brahma Nirvana. Now these are the exact words of Srila Prabhupada in his purports. So Jagat Guru Srila Prabhupada is telling us that if we factually remain in the service of the Lord, we will attain that peace. And that's the peace formula. Because so far what we are trying to do is to conquer everything. We are thinking we are the doer of activities that even in the Bhagavad Gita says that we are not. And we are always having the mentality to lord over material nature. And because of that, we are tied to the cycle of birth and death. A very important point in the purport was mentioned by Srila Prabhupada, that no one took anything more than necessary. That is a very important point. Compare that with today's civilization, what we call the so-called civilization. There was heaps of gold that were left by the learned brahmanas because they could not carry everything. So they took only what was necessary and they left the rest. The utensils that were used for the sacrifices were also discarded. But no one went to collect them. Why? Because they were satisfied. They were satisfied because there was ideal leadership. They were satisfied because they knew the true purpose of life. In addition, Srila Prabhupada mentions a very important point. There was no economic entrepreneurship done on the basis of that. That let's get this gold and we can create a manufacturing enterprise out of this. It was not. Why? This is also very important. Because in Sri Ishpanishad, the first mantra says, Isavasyam idam sarvam, yad kincha jagatyam jagat, tena tyaktena punjita na yudakasya swid dhanam. Everything animate or inanimate that is within this universe is controlled and owned by the Lord. One should therefore accept only those things that are necessary for himself, which are set aside by his quota, and one should not accept other things knowing very well to whom they belong. Who do they belong to? To Krishna. So there is peace because we're not hankering. Today I have this, tomorrow I want this. If my neighbor has this, I must surpass that. No, that hankering is not there. So we are actually not living beyond our means. And in the United States, this is a very common thing. With the power of the credit card, we are always living beyond our means. We may not have the money, but we have this plastic card. And so as long as we have the plastic card, I can keep on putting the charges. But when it comes to payment, that's another issue. So, peace formula is not attained by lording, as we can see, but by being content. And this is a very important point that Srila Prabhupada now is going to mention. He says that in other bodily forms, the question of sin does not arise because they are adhering or following to the laws of nature. So, for example, if a tiger is hunting an animal, do you think it is incurring sin? There is no sin because that is the laws of nature. It has been given a body and that body is carnivorous, so it is going to prey on other animals. But Srila Prabhupada says that the human life alone is the life of responsibility. Why? Because if we did that same action and we went to kill an animal, will there be sin? Absolutely, yes. So the human form of life is the only form of life that is prone to the reactions of whatever we do. As you shall act, so shall you reap, as the Bible says. But the other species are not affected by this. So we have this human life carries a lot of responsibility. So this is a very key point for us to understand that Bhavanam Janmanam Ante Jnanavan Maam Prabhatyate Vasudevam Samatma Sudurlabha. That Bhavanam Janmanam Ante, after many, many millions of lives, we have got this Bhavanam, this human form of life. And this human form of life is not meant to do what the animals are doing. The four propensities of eating, sleeping, defending and mating. It is meant to do a tato brahm jigyasa. Understanding the higher values of why am I suffering? You know, the why question is asked. Why am I suffering? Why am I here in the first place? Why is this happening to the world? Why do we have such leadership? The why question is asked. A tato brahm jigyasa. So Srila Prabhupada mentions in the purport that the root of sin is deliberate disobedience of the laws of nature, disregarding the proprietorship of the Lord. That's why there is no peace formula. Because each and every nation today is thinking of, these are my resources, these are my resources. You know, I control this, we control this. Without understanding that the real proprietorship is the Supreme Personality of God. And this is also mentioned. Of all sacrifices, the importance of sacrifices, again mentioned in Bhagavad Gita, yat karosi, yat adnasi, yat jajosi, tadasi yat. Yat tapasi kontya tat kurushva mat arpanam, mat arpanam. Whatever you do, whatever you eat, whatever you offer or give away, and whatever austerities you perform, do that as a son of Kunti, as an offering to me. Constantly the Lord has clearly stated that who it should be offered to. Now, one point that Srila Prabhupada also mentions. When you surrender to the Lord, in the material world, when you surrender to someone, it shows a sign of weakness. If I surrender to so-and-so, I am going to be under that person's power. But when you surrender to the Supreme Personality of Godhead, do you become the servant or do you actually become controller of the Lord? Because the Lord is bound by your unmotivated love. If you do love the Supreme Personality of God and Lord Krishna, He is bound by that. And that example was given to us by Vamandev. He went to take everything from Bali Maharaj. But because of the devotion and love of Bali Maharaj, what happened? He ended up becoming the gatekeeper. So the Lord is bound. So if you want to bound the most powerful personality of Godhead, how do you do that? Devotional service. So that is intelligence. That is Raja Vidyam, Raja Guyam, because it is giving you direct perception of the self. So this is very important. Now comes the point of chanting. So you know, we know Kaler Dosa Nidha Rajan, Asti Eko Mahaguna, Kirtanad Eva Krishnaya, Mukta Sangha Param Rajat. Intelligence again. Do not keep on saying, oh, we are in Kali Yuga, we are short-lived. We know we are short-lived. We know we are quarrelsome. We have all these problems. But we have one very important thing. Kaler Dosa Nidha Rajan. Sukadev Goswami tells this to Parikshit Maharaj in the 12th canto, towards the end. What is that? That the Kirtanat Eva Krishnasya. That by chanting the names of the Lord, you can go back home, back to God. The process of going back home has been made the easiest. Because we know in the four processes, starting from Satya, Treta, Dwapar and Kaliyug. In Satya Yuga, they used to do meditation. And an example is given of Valmiki. That he had to meditate for 60,000 years. Then comes the next age, which is Treta Yuga, where they used to do elaborate sacrifices. And then Dwapar Yuga, which was elaborate worship of the deities. But in Kali Yuga, the same results are given by the Sankirtan Yajna movement, propounded by Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So Kaler Dosa Nidha Rajan, Asti Eko Mahaguna, Kirtanat Eva Krishnasya, Mukta Sangha Param Rajat. That the process is the simplest, the easiest, by chanting of the names of the Lord. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram. Hare. The process of going back home has been made easiest. And we know that in Chaitanya Charitam it says, Kali Kala Nama Rupe Krishna Avatar, that the Lord comes in the form of His name. And that's why out of the instructions that are given to us by Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Nam Nam Akari Bauja, the third stanza is Nam Nam Akari Bauja Nija Sarva Saktis Tatra Pita Niyamata Smarana Kale Itha Trishi Tava Kripa Bhagwan Mamapi Dudaiva Midrasam Yajani Nanuraga Nam Nam Akari. In His name all the potency is there. So there is no difference between the Lord and His name. In fact, I was listening to a lecture by Sri Gaur Govind Maharaj, and he was explaining about Naam and Nami. That there is the Naam and then there is the Nami. So the Naam is the name of the Lord and Nami is there. And Gaur Govind Maharaj was actually mentioning that the Naam is more merciful than the Nami. Which means that the name has more power, more potency. And actually even Srila Prabhupada mentions, as I will speak later, he does mention that the power of the name is more merciful. Now, that's why we chant these prayers, Namo Mahavadanyaya Krishna Prema Padayate Krishnaya Krishnaya Chaitanya Namne Gora Tuse Nama. Namo Mahavadanyaya. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is regarded as the most munificent and charitable person. Why? Why is the Lord called Namo Mahavadanyaya? Because He is given Krishna so easily that one can attain Krishna simply by chanting the Hare Krishna Maha Mantra. That's why it's Namo Mahavadanyaya. And that is why we also sing a very beautiful prayer that Sri Narottam Das Thakur has written. Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Daya Karo More Tuma Bina Ke Dayalu జగత సంసారే పతిత పావన హేతు తవ అవతార మోసమ పతిత ప్రభు నా పైబా మోసమ పతిత. బట్ మెయిన్ థింగ్ ఇస్ దయా కరో మోరే బికాస్ యూ ఆర్ ద మోస్ట్ మర్సిఫుల్. పతిత పావన్ ఇస్ ద మోస్ట్ మర్సిఫుల్ పతిత పావన్ ఇన్ కనెక్షన్. వై ఆర్ వి చాంటింగ్ దిస్? వై ఇస్ నరోత్తమ్ దాస్ ఠాకూర్ చాంటింగ్ దిస్? వై ఆర్ వి మెంట్ టు బి చాంటింగ్ దిస్? బికాస్ వి హావ్ బీన్ మేడ్. ప్రభుపాద్ సేస్ ఇన్ కలియుగ్ వి ఆర్ కలో శుద్ర సంభవ, వి ఆర్ ఆల్ శుద్రస్. And it is only by the mercy of Namo Mahavadanyaya Patita Pavan Chaitanya Mahaprabhu that we are even able to do this process. And more merciful than even Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is Srila Prabhupada. Because he came in the mood of Paradukha Dukhi, leaving Vrindavan to go and stay in the place of hippies. Imagine the conditions he was in. The audience he had to speak to. Because he was Patita Pavan also. He was in the mood of Paradukha Dukhi. And he wanted to reclaim this world. He had that instruction from Guru, Bhaktisiddhanta Maharaj. So you can see that how merciful the devotees of the Lord are. How merciful Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is. That the process is made simple for us. Because Srila Prabhupada says in his purpose that in this age, practically, there is not a single qualified brahmana to do the process of sacrifices. So, also further, we know that in the Chaitanya Charitamrita, there is very powerful in Adi Lila, Nama Sankirtan Haite Sarvanartha Nasa Sarva Subodaya Krishna Pren Premere Ulasa. Simply by chanting the holy name of Lord Krishna, one can be freed from all undesirable habits. This is the means of awakening all good fortune and initiating the flow of waves of love for Krishna. So there is a lot of emphasis, and even Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, I don't know how many of you have seen this beautiful book, The Nectar of Holy Name, especially the new devotees. If you open this book, a third of this book is titled The Holy Name, The Religion for This Age. And a very important quote is given here. And it says, especially in this age of Kali, Sankirtan alone is sufficient. If the members of our temples in the different parts of the world simply continue Sankirtan before the deity, especially before Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, they will remain perfect. There is no need of any other performances. Now, I know we are running out of time, so I'll just take another 2-3 minutes because the purport was very long. One very important thing that we also have to see is what the instructions also given by Lord Chaitanya to Sanatana Goswami. Lord Chaitanya gave instructions to Sanatana Goswami that in the age of Kali Yuga, the occupational duty of the people is to chant congregationally the holy name of Krishna. So again, the emphasis is given on the Nam. And I would like, today was also Jagdish Pandit's appearance day, so I just wanted to read something very small about Jagdish Pandit, Jagdish Pandit, the 15th branch of Lord Nityananda's followers, was the deliverer of the entire world. Devotional love of Krishna showered from him like torrents of rain. So in the purport, Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur writes in his Anubhasya, descriptions of Jagdish Pandit are available from the Chaitanya Bhagavat, Adi Kant chapter 6, and the Chaitanya Charitamrita Adi Lila chapter 14. He belonged to the village of Yashadagram in the district of Nadia near the Chakkadaha railway station. His father, the son of Bhatta Narayan, was named Kamalaksha. Both his father and mother were great devotees of Lord Vishnu, and after their death, Jagadish with his wife Dukini and brother Mahesh left his birthplace and came to Shimayapur to live in the company of Jagannath Misra and other Vaishnavas. Lord Chaitanya asked Jagadish to go to Jagannath Puri to preach the Harinam Sankirtan movement. After returning from Jagannath Puri on the order of Lord Jagannath, he established deities of Jagannath in the village of Yashodagram. It is said that when Jagadish Pandit brought the deity of Jagannath to Yashodagram, he tied the heavy deity to a stick and thus brought him to the village. The priests of the temple still show the stick used by Jagadish Pandit to carry the Jagannath deity. The other pastime was, as we know, yesterday was Ekadashi. There was a time that Jagadish Prabhu was cooking for Lord Vishnu, and we know for Lord Vishnu you do not cook Ekadashi. And Chaitanya Mahaprabhu came to know that there was a feast that was cooked at Jagadish Pandit's house, and that was non-Ekadashi. So he told his father, Jagannath Misra, that he wants to go and take prasad there. And Jagadish Prabhu was kind of surprised that how did a small child know about this arrangement. So that's another pastime of Jagadish Pandit. There's also another one, but in the interest of time, I will stop there. But this is very important what Srila Prabhupada ends with. He says, to confirm the Lord's mission, all the people of the world will accept the holy name of the Lord as the common platform for the universal religion of mankind. And it's on that principle that Prithivate Achayada Nagrati Gram Sarvatara Prachar Hebe Mora Nam. The way the Nam will increase is by this principle. Is there any questions, any comments? Yes, Prabhu.
Thank you very much for the really inspiring class, Prabhuji. Something that kind of came to mind that I thought was really wonderful is you said that the human form of life is a life of responsibility. And then after that you said the human form of life is meant to inquire about God. And then you said that the way we inquire about God in this time is through Harinam Sankirtan. So that would indicate responsibility means Harinam Sankirtan. It's our responsibility to do Harinam Sankirtan. It's our responsibility in the human form of life to engage in the process of Sankirtan. So I really appreciated that point.
Yeah, you know, if you just read Srila Prabhupada's purports, all the information is there. Thank you, Prabhu. Srimad Bhagavatam class ki? Hare Krishna. Thank you.